Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Kalipa, short format podcast where we dive into something I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we have coffee in hand, ready to rock. Now, topic conversation for this week, it's all about heavy lifting, fitness goals, and your significant others. And, you know, I've talked about this on this show before, where for a lot of years, I would try and place my fitness goals on my family, or in particular, my wife, Ashley. I would always, you know, kind of tell her, oh, make sure you're going to the gym, or make sure you're lifting, or whatever. And it ended up just pushing her and others away because they didn't have the same fitness goals that I might have. And I just didn't do a good job articulating the benefits, or I didn't do a good job. I pushed too hard and they pushed away. So for years, I've been a little bit more conservative in my approach. Haven't really pushed too much. And Ashley's had a really good kind of system of what she does. She goes in the garage, she does her workouts, etc. But the other day, Kate and I are in the house and we hear barbells dropping, or a barbell dropping. And him and I look at each other like, what the heck's going on? Because we never hear barbells dropping unless it's him and I in the garage, or obviously when you're at the gym, etc. And so we just heard this barbell dropping, ding, 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 ding. So we go out in the garage, and sure enough, it's Ashley power cleaning. And I was shocked. I mean, she was hitting it, and she was hitting some pretty good weights. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she had 135 on the bar. She hit it for a pretty clean power clean to finish the session. And as I walked away, it was just a really good reminder that people kind of have to, you know, she's heard us in the garage dropping weights all the time. She's seen us lifting weights all the time. But it had to be when she was ready to do that. And so she got back from a run. She felt inspired. She hit her power cleans and boom. Do I think that lifting weights is super important? Specifically, you know, a little bit larger loads, like with a barbell, for bone density, for overall pure strength? Absolutely. Have I expressed those with her and others? Yes. But if she wants to stick with dumbbells, go a little bit lighter, that's the type of workout she's preferring, who am I to say otherwise? Let it ride. At least you're doing something. That's great. Let's get it. But to see her hitting this power clean and have it be her idea on her own accord because she was inspired, that's what we want. And so when you're thinking about family, friends, or anybody, or even if you're a gym owner and you're trying to get more people to get introduced to fitness, you know, don't be too pushy, right? When they're ready, they're going to do it. And this was just a really good example of, like, I was so fired up to see her lifting a barbell. And the next day, you know, she was so sore in her traps because it was overloading the system that she hasn't done before. So good inspiration for anybody who has a significant other. You want them to train weights. You want them to train whatever. Just be careful about how you approach it. And hopefully over time, if you're out there doing things, they could just feel inspired or on their own agenda and not feel like it's being forced upon them by you, is, I guess, the big takeaway here. Because I was shocked to see it. I'm stoked to see it. I hope I see it again. And if I don't, that's fine, because she's still getting after the workouts that make her happy, and that's all that really matters. Stay consistent. Keep getting after it. Make sure you check out the other Coffee with Kalipas, and have a great day. Let's go.